Digital Dave and Fast Eddie. I'm Steve Buss, 904, and we're joined right now by Dick Sybrandy. He's the owner and director of design and engineering for Aurora Helicopters Limited, another transplant from New Zealand this week into the Oshkosh community. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is your first time at AirVenture, correct?
Yes, it is.
How are your impressions so far?
Oh, this place is absolutely amazing. We arrived on the Thursday, and there was just a few planes in the fields. And then by Saturday, it was like wall-to-wall planes. It's incredible.
Tell us a little about the area that you're exhibiting in. This is sort of a New Zealand compound, as it were?
Yes, it is. Yeah. We've got a large pavilion between the control tower and the runway. And there's a series of eight New Zealand companies who are displaying all their products there. There's anything from an orbiter to there's two composite helicopter companies. There's a guy who's making very unique propellers. There's a TrackMac system. There's a whole heap of stuff going on there. And Pacific Aerospace as well with their X-TOL.
Okay. Was this something that you kind of came together to create or just sort of happenstance? Or how did that sort of conglomerate come together?
It's with great assistance from the New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, who have supported us tremendously and have brought this all together. Without their assistance, we wouldn't be able to put on a stand such as we have. So they've been tremendous in supporting and helping us to get here.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Aurora helicopter. It's a two-seat turbine-powered helicopter.
Yes, it is. Yeah, all composite construction. It's a turbine, 160 horse. It's built to the FAR 27 standards, so it's the same as a commercial standard of helicopter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is, I guess it's kind of unique in so much that we've reduced a significant amount of parts by going to the composite. Part of the development process is also developing a complete FADEC control, a fully automatic FADEC control with a manual override system, which is kind of unique particularly to this engine. And that's working out very, very well.
How far along in the development process are you with the machine?
Well, we've completed three prototypes so far.
Okay.
And done the majority of our flight testing on those. And those have been on-sold to help fund the venture.
Right.
And now this one here, currently one, is in production now. Yeah. It's essentially just a mock-up of what we've got now. The reason for that is that we had to pinch some of the bits from the guys who are making the composite body. Say, hey, look, I need these body parts just to go to the show for 2 weeks, and then we'll come back and let them finish them off. So we're into the production, yes.
You are into production. Okay. Will this be a kit-built or strictly manufactured?
Yeah, we're actually offering it as two options here, particularly in the US, as a fully built-up in the experimental class.
Okay.
And also as a kit-built under the 51% rule.
Okay. Is there any special tooling or jigs that are involved if you were going to build it yourself?
No, there isn't. No, it's pretty straightforward, really. The essential critical components, they will be pre-assembled just to avoid needing all those special jigs.
Sure. So what brought you into the helicopter world? What background do you have?
I have an engineering background, and I worked on gas turbines a few years ago. But I've always wanted my own helicopter, and after looking around to see what I could get and what was available in terms of simple drivetrains, something that was reliable, I wanted to go down the turbine route because the impending avgas price increase and shortage, etc. Mm-hmm. So that's I guess one of the reasons why I went down this route, and also as you can see, I'm probably, you guys out there can't see this, but I'm actually 6'7.5" tall. And it was a bit of a struggle sometimes to fit into other helicopters. So part of the design philosophy was the fact that the tail rotor pedals, for example, I can fly them comfortably.
Good.
We also make provision for on the tail rotor pedals so we can make them shorter. So there's adjustment there too for the vertically challenged amongst us can also fly them very well.
Oh, good. Well, and that's an interesting perspective because, that's really where the EIA home building movement came from, was people looking at the aircraft that were available and saying, that's nice, but I wish it went faster or went slower. You know, the wings were longer, wings were shorter, and taking the creativity and the challenges that were out there and creating new and innovative products, and you're doing the exact same thing.
Yes, indeed, yes. And we found that even in New Zealand, there's some guys who are like 220, 250 pounds, mm-hmm. and they would quite often struggle to get into the smaller helicopters.
Sure.
So as a result, we've ended up with a helicopter that weighs 660 pounds empty and has got a 1320 maximum all-up weight. So it gives you, including with fuel, 660 pounds.
What is the fuel load that you can carry on the...
We carry 25 gallons.
Okay.
Yeah, or 100 litres, but I guess you guys work in gallons.
Either way. And that what's the range then of
and that'll give you about a two-hour endurance.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And so it's got a V&E of 90 knots at this point.
Okay.
And so we're cruising around 80, 85 knots.
So just a little faster than a Piper Cub. So you can get down low and slow. You can see what you're flying over.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. So is this strictly a recreational market, or is there a commercial application you see for the helicopter?
The part of the commercial application is actually flight training, where okay. if guys, in the experimental class, you've got to be able to buy the helicopter, and then you can get guys, instructors to train you. However, we are going down the certification route. So, that's two or three years away yet, and that's quite an expensive process because essentially we've got to destroy a few things to get to that point.
Yes, exactly. For those not familiar with the certification process, you build the aircraft, or in this case the helicopter, and then you have to destroy it to prove the point where it will break. So it can be certified not to go there. If G loads, for instance, if the tail comes apart at 4 positive G's or whatever the numbers are, then you know that in the operating instructions, you don't go to 4.
That's exactly.
You stay, under that.
So. Yes, indeed.
Dick Cybrandy is joining us today. He is the owner of Aurora Helicopters. It's a 2-seat turbine-powered helicopter coming out of New Zealand. Lots of innovation around the world, almost directly around from where we are now.
Yes, indeed.
So what's the aviation industry like in New Zealand, both rotor wing and fixed wing?
Yes, it's actually very strong. I mean, there's also another, sorry, I forgot to mention on the first one, there's a composite fixed wing there as well, which is also made exclusively in New Zealand. I guess it's a spin-off from the boat building days of when that first started, with regards to the Merrick's Cup, because that was a very strong carbon composite type industry. And a lot of that experience has rubbed off on the aviation, and now we are very very much in the leading forefront of that.
Good.
So I'm pleased just to be pleased part of it, and also obviously to be here to show you how you guys up here what we do down under.
There you go. How long have you been in the process of creating? I mean, from the time you had the idea to design your own through today, how long has that taken?
It's taken about 3 years to date. It's been great.
It's not been that's not a long time for a design like this. Sometimes it can be very long.
Well, that's true. Sometimes we've got a great team behind us in terms of there's 15 other companies around New Zealand who support us with their own special, talents, if you like.
Okay.
And they're very good at what they do, and so that's made it all possible to pull this all together and have this craft here.
Great. Well, it sounds like the industry in New Zealand is obviously thriving, and there's lots of innovation, lots of good work going on.
Yes, indeed.
Which is very, very encouraging.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you here, along with your comrades in the pavilion there. It's and we're seeing, as the years go on, more and more international companies coming to Oshkosh to exhibit as the love of aviation continues to spread around the world. It is it's amazing. It's amazing to do that. I mean, we've had the international visitors tent for years where enthusiasts would just come, but now to have the companies that are creating innovation around the world here as well is very encouraging.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and to be fair, we've had actually a very strong interest here in selling this plane here. What we plan to do is set up a distributor dealer network, so we can then help support those guys who are going to be, or guys and gals,
right,
who are going to be buying our craft.
So if someone is interested in buying the kit, do you have a price on that already?
Yes, the fully built up, well, in terms of a fully built up one,
sure.
It comes complete with the full avionics and